allow me to reintroduce myself.
We are back with the Beaver Dam season 2, I guess is what we want to call it. As Reed would say last year, we are in the studio cooking up greatness. I don't know if we want to call it that. This episode, this is a more of a welcome back, more of a catch up. We won't cover really any sports. We'll get you, I guess, caught up in what happened over the summer, and then we'll talk about that next week. With the Beaver Dam this year, my plan is to have it be a somewhat of a three times a week radio show. Have it air Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Haven't figured out the time yet, and I probably should figure that out with Monday right around the corner. But I'm not in here alone. I have my broadcast partner, Trent Money Mast. How have you been, man? How's your summer?
I've been good. I mean, summer felt a lot longer than it usually does.
I can feel that.
But yeah, been good. Just chilling, really. Just chilling. Soccer stuff.
There you go.
Just getting back into the swing of college athletics and stressing a little bit about how classes start on
Monday.
Just a little bit. I mean, I have
a little more of a stress from last year to this year.
Probably. I mean, last year I came with like, because I had like BAS stuff that I had to do, so like I was already in the swing of like doing work.
Mm-hmm.
And this year I haven't had anything I've had to do this summer, and I didn't come with any school stuff with me, like ready, like notebooks.
What are you doing?
Trying to hit up Walmart, probably. I don't know.
Like on Sunday, yeah. Like last minute school supply shopping. Well, hopefully Walmart still has that stuff out. I know I've been in Walmart earlier this past week, and we're not even at the end of August, and they have Halloween stuff out. Like, what?
That's upsetting.
Yeah.
I mean, not for the candy.
No.
I love candy. Don't get me wrong.
Same. Candy corn is my go-to during Halloween. I love me some candy corn.
I just like candy in general. It doesn't even matter.
I won't disagree with you on that. But, I mean, this year it's going to be fun, man. Like, other than really doing soccer stuff, what else have you done over the summer, work-wise?
I worked in a cabinet factory.
A cabinet factory? Tell me a little bit about that.
So I was, they called me a floater, so really I just, whatever department needed me, they would just move me around. I never had to build any cabinets, which was nice, because everyone says that's a headache. So
Sounds like one.
They would build the cabinets, I would stack them in whatever color they would get sprayed, so like a stain or like a white, mm-hmm. I'd have to stack them. And then if they were like, if they had a finish on them, I had to stack them in a different cart, stuff like that. And then I got moved, so I was taking them off of the assembly line thing, I guess, after they had been stained or painted, and just stacking them to get either finished, go through a second coat, or to just be sent out
mm-hmm.
and shipped.
Man. Well,
it was.
I mean, I've worked in a factory for 3 summers, and it was awful.
Oh, it's definitely motivation to
yes.
stay in school and finish your degree, that's for sure.
Yes. Like, for any high schoolers who are listening right now or any incoming freshmen, like, literally, take a couple summers and work in a factory. Like, yes, the money is really good. Like, they pay you really good money. But, like, use that to want to stay in college. Finish out. Get your degree in whatever you want to do. Trust me. Working for 3 summers in a hot factory, especially working for a car company, inside a factory,
mm-hmm.
it was a real learning experience. So I'm glad I didn't have to do that this summer, though. I got to work for my local radio station, WPKO in Belle Fountain. I was a news reporter, and I anchored one evening newscast for WPKO. And then once June came around, they started a news station in Urbana, 106.9 The Bull. It's a country station. It covers all of Champaign County. And they wanted to start newscasts like they have for WPKO. So I was given the opportunity, great opportunity, to be the evening news anchor. My news slot was at 5 p.m. It was pre-recorded because doing it live is a little difficult when you're starting to get in the hang of news recording and all of that. So that was really fun, just making connections in that area in Champaign County, and then with VTech Communication, that's the company who owns all the radio stations there. That was a cool experience. And then my last 2 weeks of summer, I got the opportunity to not only do the evening newscast, but do the morning newscast. The morning newscast was rough, man. So these last 2 weeks, I got up at 3:30 in the morning. Yeah, I got up at 3:30 in the morning to get in there around 4 to get my news recorded and all that to be ready and aired by 6. Because, I mean, I'm all right at editing. I'm not fast by any means, but, man, it takes time. Especially, like, getting used to, like, using the newsroom where I would record my evening newscast and switching over to a different, like, area. That first Monday when I started doing the morning, that was a little rough. It was patchy. But I'm like, all right, well, I'm just going to get up earlier in the morning, get into the newsroom, and record it there. Like, I felt no pressure in there. But, yeah, I mean, it was an experience, and I really enjoyed having that. But we'll take a short break. We'll be back, talk more about our summers and what this year will bring for the WIT, for the Beaver Dam, and for us personally here at Bluffton.
You're listening to the Beaver Dam. On 96.1 The Wit.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We are back here with the Beaver Dam, Team Money Masscast, and I guess my nickname, I don't know, I made this for my Madden mobile app on my phone, DJ T-Rex.
Ooh, I like it.
I don't know how I feel about that, so all you listening, let me know how you feel about DJ T-Rex as my radio nickname for now on. But yeah, so we're back. This year, not going to lie, I'm kind of nervous. I mean, being a senior and going from a very full staff on the WIT last year as a junior and then coming in this year, losing a lot of seniors. It's nervous. Like, but I have high expectations. I have high expectations for Trent and everybody else on the WIT staff this year. We have high goals, high aspirations, and I know we're going to kick butt and take names. But, I mean, just being honest, I'm a little nervous. But how do you feel about this year, Trent?
As far as the WIT, I feel like the goals we set for ourselves and as a team, I feel like they're all accomplishable.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, I feel like it's going to be good, even though we have kind of new faces, I guess. Who's all new? I mean, so, Hannah's wrote for us before.
Yeah, Hannah Conklin is our managing editor. I am the program director, which means I am in charge of student-wise. I'm in charge of the radio station here and getting radio shows on the air. And Colton McCabe is our music director, so he's in charge of music and getting cool things on the WIT music-wise. And I know he wants to try to dabble in getting in touch with bands and maybe have them send stuff to us or maybe have a concert here on campus. I think that'd be sweet. Trent here, he is our assistant sports director. So he is basically second to me. I am the sports director as well as program director. He color commentating. But once December rolls around and January, hopefully, if I don't have a job by then, which I probably do, and I am able to come back, I will help with basketball commentary so you're not just thrown to the wolves alone.
Thank you.
No problem, buddy. but yeah, he will be doing that. He will be covering sports as well with me. We have Nicole Santafani. She is our
videographer,
so she'll be taking videos and making dope videos as well. Beth Wygant. She is our social media manager. She is one heck of a student and one heck of a person. She has high expectations with this new role, and I expect a lot of great things from her. We have Nathan Hines. He is our board op for games as well as a convergent journalist. He is writing a really good article on what's going on with Bob's. Bob's is currently under construction right now. I'm just ready for the smoothies, man. I heard that they're opening early at like 11 and offering smoothies then. Like,
and they're like fresh smoothies.
Yeah.
Too, like not just like syrup.
No.
I'm excited. I love smoothies.
Same, bro. Same. We have Aubrey Bartel. She is also a Convergent journalist. And she is writing a wonderful article on Hannah Wagner. Hannah Wagner had an interesting summer job this past summer.
Don't spoil the surprise, Ty.
I'm not. I'm leading them to the website. That will be on bluffedandwit.com here in the next couple of days. That will be an interesting read. I'm looking forward to reading that and seeing what Hannah did. And that's it, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very short staff. So if there's anybody, honestly, you don't have to be on paid staff. You don't have to be in the comm department. Faculty, students, if you want to write for us, if you want to have your own radio show, contact us. Seriously, like, this is yours. Like, this studio is for you to use. Like, it's not just ours. Like, I want people to want to be on air. I want people to want to write in and get their stuff published on the Wit. Like, this is not just for us. Like, you guys are welcome to write anything. So help out Marathena with that.
For sure. And I think it's exciting. Like, as for me, when I first got published, I was pumped.
Right.
And then when I first got aired, I was extremely pumped. And even like Colton, he's one of my really good friends. Like, when he got published for the first time, I was, like, excited. So, like, it's not just, like, it doesn't always make just you happy or excited. Like, it helps, like, the people around you are always there supporting you and makes them happy as well. So.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
It's just.
No doubt. So, yeah, like, honestly, if you want to write, I mean, we're holding one, Marathena is holding one spot open for an incoming freshman this year. So if one of the freshmen's listening to this podcast and you're a really good writer, come aboard, man. Apply. Go to bluffedandwit.com, join the team, send in an application, and you may be on staff. But yeah, you don't have to be on staff to submit an article to get published. You don't have to. And I know Hannah Conklin really wants to let people know that. But moving on from the Wit, there's a, as I mentioned before the break, we'll cover more on Monday, but there's a lot of changes going on in the athletic department, man.
Yeah.
Four new coaches.
Just for fall.
Yeah, just for the fall. I mean, Coach Kevin Gregory, he is the new head women's soccer coach. We mentioned that last spring when that happened. Now, the biggest surprise over the summer to me was Coach Denny Dorrell leaving. Coach Dorrell was an awesome dude. Great football coach. And he left for personal reasons, and I totally understand that. But Coach Krebs, I got to interview him today for the article we're collaborating on that will be for next week's issue. And, oh my God, dude, I fell in love. Like, that guy is really cool. Coach Krebs, like, so I have a voice recorder that I'm using now instead of my phone to get my interviews. And I give it, and I'm holding it, and he takes it from me. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I know you're interviewing me, but I want to interview you. I'm like, okay. So I would ask him the question. He held the voice recorder up to me as I was asking, and then he'd take it back and answer the question. And, oh, it was fun. And then I also got to meet Coach Yonko. She is the director of the cross-country team and head coach for the track team, and she is really cool. I'm really excited to see the changes she's going to bring to the cross-country program. And I know the runners are excited to have something different from what they're used to with Coach Brandt. And as I say, Coach Brandt, the Brandts retired at the end of the track season last year, which brought in Coach Yonko from Manchester, which is cool, keeping a coach within the conference. I also got to talk to Coach Gregory. As I mentioned, he was hired in as the women's soccer coach, and he is a cool dude as well. Yeah. I haven't got talked to your coach yet, but I'm sure he's just as entertaining as the other three.
Yeah, Coach Elvert is really, really in love with the game. So
right.
It's a good – and he's young too. So, like, he knows his stuff, but he also can kind of relate to us mm-hmm. more. And every practice, he expects you to work well as you can. And if you mess up, he's like, no big deal, it happens. But just fix it for the next time. So, I mean, it's kind of the same.
Right.
I mean, he was here 2 years ago as our grad assistant. He was at ONU last year as their, I think he said it was their recruiting coach. And then he actually had a job this summer in Wisconsin for 25 days.
Oh, my goodness.
Before he got the head coaching job here. So I know he's been all over the place. He was in the NCAA mm-hmm. tournament a couple times. So he knows his stuff. We're really excited.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's it's great excited. To hire someone who, especially Coach Elvert, who was the GA a couple years ago, like you mentioned, and just bring him back. Because he knows the culture. He knows how Bluffton works. And like you said, him being young, and that kind of relates to you guys, like having someone, I mean, who's a little bit older and that would still goof around with you guys, but who's also serious and yeah. wanting you guys to succeed and improve. So that's great for you guys.
The weirdest thing, I think, for us is we have, I mean, Igor Malakias. I wrote an article about him and David. David is his younger brother as our grad assistant this year and last year. But both Coach Elvert and David are younger than two of our players this year. So
for real? Just,
yeah, we have Igor, he's 29, and then one of an international student, his name is Willie. I don't know what his last name is, but he's 27, I do believe.
Oh, and, wow.
I mean, they're both those guys are just, they're excited to be here and to play soccer.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. It's great to have international students come here. And we were on a walk. The WIT staff was I think it was Wednesday. And we ran into most of the international students. And we heard that they've had the most they've had in like 10 years, international student-wise.
That's exciting, too.
Yeah. And they have students from countries they've never had before. And I want to say it's – I know one's Guatemala.
Mm-hmm. That's where Willie's from.
I forget what the other one was.
I think we are supposed to have another guy on the team from Nepal, but I'm not sure.
I think that was one of the countries. I'm not sure. I'm sure it will be on the WIT as an article here soon. But, this year is going to be fun, man. I can't wait. Football is right around the corner. It sucks not having you in there in the booth with me commentating, but I know come senior day you should, because that'll be like the Defiance. First game in November.
Yeah.
Defiance.
Unless we make it to the tournament, which hopefully that happens.
But hopefully. I'm
no
praying.
Promises.
I'm praying, but it'd be nice to have you in the booth with me. So, yeah, that's another thing. For color commentary, I currently do not have a color commentator for football. I don't know what the plan is with that. I'll have to talk to Marathana, but I've kind of told people, hey, if you're interested, let me know. I'll see what if that's possible. My old roommate last year, he was a senior on the football team. I told him that if there's a home game he's coming down to visit. I'll see if I can get him thrown in the booth with me and get some football knowledge up there. So I'm not up there alone and like, what's going on? No, I'm just kidding. I know what I'm talking about. But before we wrap up the show, we're going to take one last break.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, I do, but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
From the Twisted Whisk to the Whippy Dip. Thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know what.
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
We are back with the Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit. Trent and I are here sitting in the studio. Just killing time, man. It's killing time on a beautiful Friday. So I don't know if this will be on the Wit website tonight or tomorrow for the article. Yes, we do pre-record these. I am sorry, but I don't have time to do it live.
Neither do I.
But even if it's pre-recorded or if it's live, we still bring you the best stuff we possibly can. I know I was talking to Coach Tyson Goings, who's also the faculty advisor for the multicultural organization. Did you just hit your knee on the desk?
Yeah.
Come on now, buddy.
I should have known it was there.
But he gave Trent and I a really good idea. So that idea, I don't know if I want to spoil this or not.
I don't know. Because it's a good idea.
I haven't emailed the coaches about it yet, but yeah. Coach Goings said it would be cool during lunch Monday through Friday to sit down with the coaches and interview them about like how practices is going, reflect on a game or preview a game. And I'm like, heck yeah, man, I dig that. Like, obviously we'll do football Friday, lead up to the big game on Saturday for them. But it's kind of a toss-up for golf, soccer, both soccers, both golfs,
volleyball
and cross country on what days to interview these coaches. I know some days probably won't work with recruiting-wise, but I'm sure the coaches will give us some players to talk about or talk to, I should say, to help us preview the games that they have coming up. So if any of the coaches are listening and you think this is a really good idea, shoot me an email or shoot Trent an email on what days would probably work better for you. I'm trying to do it to where if volleyball has a game Wednesday, maybe either do them Wednesday heading into the game. I know they're kind of want to focus more on that, or Tuesday or Thursday, and same with any of the other programs in the fall sports. And I think it'll be freaking sweet. Like, I'm giving Tyson all the credit in this. Like, this is the greatest idea I've ever heard, and we're going to execute this to the fullest. But other than that, yeah, that's really all we have for today. Anything you want to add, Trent?
I don't know. I think you hit everything we've talked about. So.
Right? And classes starting here on Monday around the corner. Senior year, man.
Around the horn.
Around the horn with Colton McCabe. Just like classes are around the corner. But yeah, I mean, this year is going to be a great year. I know we want to try to follow up on what we did last year with the Wit, how successful of a year it was. And I don't want to repeat myself, but like, seriously, like, if anybody out there on the campus wants to write, faculty, students, and you're not part of the Wit, don't be scared to. Send us something in. We'll look over it. We'll contact you and help you get your own radio show on air. We'll help you get your own article on the Wit. Like, anything you want to do.
About anything.
Yeah, about anything, honestly. There has to be a little bit of a tie to Bluffton, but but, yeah, I mean, seriously, don't hesitate to shoot Marathon an email, shoot Hannah Conklin an email, or me about a radio show, or about an article. We will make sure you are put in the right hands. And that wraps up this edition of Season 2 of The Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us next week. 3 days. So if we get boring, just tell us what we need to fix and we'll fix it. Check out our previous podcasts. Search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, The Wit 96.1 Podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at TheBeaverDam961. For more stories and information, check out our website, BlufftonWit.com, and subscribe. This has been Tyler Avila, joined along with Trent Money Mast, and we thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit. Real Beef.